It is such a pleasure to be here today with you for the first time sharing from the Word of God, but sadly also for the last time because I'm moving back to Switzerland in just a few weeks. But reflecting on the past 6 years here in Hanover, I thought, what has carried me? The Lord has carried me. His joy has carried me. And so I thought I would share from a passage and on this topic that is close to my heart and has offered a lot of comfort in the past few years. Joy. What sparks joy? I don't know if you have heard of Marie Kondo. She is an expert, a Japanese expert, on tidying and decluttering your home. And she talks about, she uses this sentence, what sparks joy? And she would say that the things that make your cells rise and give you a warm and positive feeling are the things that spark joy, and you should keep them. Everything else should be thrown away. She's not the only one looking for joy. Shiny things, exciting experiences, easy relationships, instant gratification. We have quite a consumeristic way of looking at joy nowadays. In the Bible reading a few moments ago, we have heard about joy from a completely different perspective. Nehemiah's definition of joy is a far cry from consumerism. It's anchored, long-lasting, fulfilling, sufficient. He's not constantly on the lookout for joy anymore. He has found joy, and he has found joy in the Lord. Not only has he found joy, but he shares this joy in an unexpected context where most people are not feeling joy in that moment. Let me read verse 8 and 9 again from our passage. This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. The day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Let us look at this joy together. The Bible promises, whatever the circumstances, joy can be found, and it can be found in the Lord because he is joy and he is our joy. Nehemiah and Ezra are speaking to people who have long waited to return home and to feel that joy of being back home. But they must come to terms with the fact that if joy is anchored in circumstances, it is short-lived. The city is destroyed, the glory of the past is forgotten, and the future seems quite bleak. There's not much reason to rejoice. And yet, as much as it can sound absurd, he reassures them, there is joy. There is joy for you. But you must look for it outside of circumstances. In our Bible study at the Salvation Army, we are looking at Acts of the Apostles. And it's a very mixed group of people. And we are journeying together, looking at life back then, faith back then. And chapter after chapter in that book of the Bible, it is clear that the circumstances are far from being easy. And yet, the disciples, the first Christians, the young church, they experience joy. Think of Peter and John in Acts 5, rejoicing because they have been counted worthy of suffering for Jesus. And just a few verses later, Stephen, the first person to die for his faith, people look at his face and it's radiating with joy as he's being questioned and attacked. As we were reading these passages in the Bible study, a homeless man sitting next to me shared with us about how, even in the worst moments of his life, he experienced joy. We could maybe say that he does not have many reasons to rejoice. His circumstances are very hard. He has no home, no family, no certainties, no money. And yet he found God a few years ago. And not just that, he found joy in God and has not let go ever since. And that has maybe not changed his circumstances, but has given him joy throughout those circumstances. And he's one of the most friendly and positive people I know here in Hanover. We have read Philippians 4, chapter 4, in which we are encouraged to look for joy again and again and find it in the Lord. That joy from the Lord can become the foundation of our life and will be what carries us, even through the worst days when our circumstances leave no room for joy. The book of Nehemiah speaks of struggles, destruction, disappointment, fear. And Nehemiah's message could be one of fortitude, of patience, of endurance. And of course, God wants that for us. But he also wants us to experience joy in our circumstances, not as an added extra, a special surprise, an unexpected turn of events. No, as a core value, as the center, as the base for our life. He wants us to enjoy his joy. And this joy will give us strength to face all circumstances. So joy is possible and it is found in God. But where exactly? The Bible says that what gives God joy can give us joy too. Nehemiah is speaking to a people who has forgotten their true identity and have strayed far away from God. As the book of the law, the word of God, which some of them have neglected during the exile, is read out loud, what do? They weep. They realize that they have looked for joy and for strength and for hope and for reason, identity, in all the wrong places and have come back home empty-handed. We live in a world of instant gratification. We send an email and the answer is there a few seconds later. We order food and it is at our doorstep within the hour. We post a picture on social media and we get feedback within seconds. And we enjoy that. It's joy, joy, joy again and again throughout the day. But we all know that that joy is very limited. The food is quickly eaten. The new items turn old very fast. The moment of attention we got from posting on social media is soon forgotten. Often, what we thought would bring us lasting joy doesn't bring us joy, or requires more effort than we're willing to put into it. So what do? We start looking for joy again and again. It's an endless and tiresome journey, yearning for joy. A joy that never lasts. That is what God's people did again and again. What they wanted was easy joy, joy like the others, joy on their terms. But that joy was a trap, leading them further and further from the one and only God and from the one and only source of real joy. Let us be like the other nations. Let us look joy wherever other people find joy. And God says, come back to me and you will find real and lasting joy. Before they can start looking for joy again, Ezra and Nehemiah bring them back to the word of God and say, this is the source of real joy. The word of God, faith in God, the relationship in God, an identity anchored in God. That is where we find joy. And how do they react to that message? They weep. How wrong have they been? How much time has been wasted? What did they bring upon themselves with their stubbornness? And Nehemiah could say, weep, it's the good response. That's the only thing left to do. But he does not say that. He says, rejoice, because God is rejoicing because you came back to him. He's full of joy and you can experience that joy too. The Salvation Army here in Hanover is based in one of the roughest neighborhoods in Hanover. It is a place of misery, hopelessness, and darkness. And still, day after day, I can see people walking around looking for joy. In drugs, in alcohol, in betting shops, in brothels. They walk into these places, they buy things and people in the hope of experiencing joy. And they come back out with empty eyes, empty hearts, and lives emptier than before. This example might be extreme and far away from our lives, but I think we have all looked at least once for joy in the wrong place and figured out that was not joy at all. The good news is that this is not the end of the story. Just as Nehemiah's people figured it out and could celebrate, we can figure it out too and celebrate. We can look at God's word and find joy in God's word. We can look for God and find him and find joy in him. The word of God speaks of holiness, of justice, of mercy, of love. Those are things that give God joy, and if they become the center of our lives, they can become what gives us joy too. The psalmist in Psalm 28 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield, and if my heart trusts in him, he helps me, and my heart leaps for joy." I love this sentence. My heart leaps for joy. Throughout the past 6 years, I have had many moments where the circumstances were very hopeless and dark, and still my heart was leaping for joy because I was anchored in my Lord, the one who gives me joy. He's the one filling our hands and our hearts and our lives, and he's the one making us strong. Strong enough to not fall prey to vain promises, shaky identities, destructive habits. If God is our joy, we will not lose ourselves in empty things. So joy is possible, and it is available, and it is found in God. Our hearts and lives can be filled. But as always, as the blessed people, we are also called to share this joy with other people. Nehemiah reminds God's people that returning to God means utter joy for us and for God, and he invites to share that joy. He says, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared." We live in a world and a time that brings much stress and fear and anxiety and depression and loneliness, and we have found joy. And we are called to share that joy. Imagine all of us are stranded, are lost in a desert. And we decide to spread out to find an oasis, water. And one of us finds it. Wouldn't that person drink and come back and call everyone else and say, "I have found the water. Come, enjoy it too. And let's replace water with joy." We have found joy in the Lord. And we are called to walk around and say, "There is joy, there is strength, there is love, there is peace, and I know where you can find it too." There are books and shows and lists to help us find joy, live the perfect life. There are ads and influencers saying, "This is it. If you buy this, if you live like this, you will be so happy." But there is no joy outside of God. C.S. Lewis said, "God cannot give us joy and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. He is all we are looking for." I can testify to the fact that I have found that joy, and I have dedicated my life to sharing that joy, that message of hope and joy and peace. And it is not just for a few people. It is for everyone. Nehemiah invites the people listening to spread that joy. And this is my prayer for my life, for us, for my congregation, that we will be contagiously joyous people. And when people look at us and say, "Why are you so joyful?" we can say, "Because I found the source of joy. It is my God. He is joy." And this is what I want to share with everything I am and I do. So this is what God put on my heart for us today. And this is my hope and my prayer for all of us, that you may be filled with joy, that you may find in all circumstances joy in the Lord, and that you and us together share this joy with all people around us. Amen.